Writing Home, Episode 18.
Hello, Alfredo. I got back from Belfast last night. Filming on the series has finished. I hope Mom's doing okay. Have you heard any news from the hospital? The last time I heard from her, she said she was feeling better, and the doctors were happy with her. I think she's just trying to make me stop worrying. There are flights every day to Miami, and it takes about 10 or 11 hours, so I can be there quickly. I was paid for the first part of the filming contract, so at least I've got some money. I won't have to ask Mom to lend me some. And there's something I have to tell you. I was very tired when I got home. I didn't even talk to May, just went straight to bed. Then I woke up this morning with the phone ringing.
Hello?
Hello. Is that Milton De Silva?
Yes, speaking.
This is Clara Perkins from Starry Eyes Agency, the film agency.
The film agency? Oh, yes. You organized the work I've just finished on Game of Thrones.
Yes, that's right.
Is there a problem? With my payment? You know I really need to get that money as soon as possible.
No, there's no problem at all. Actually, I've got some rather good news.
Good news?
Yes. We'd like to invite you to come back to Belfast for a reading.
A reading?
Yes. A reading for a part. An audition.
An audition?
Are you going to repeat everything I say?
Everything? Oh, no. No, of course not. But I don't understand. I've just finished the job on Game of Thrones. I'm back in London.
Well, get back over here as soon as you can, Mr. De Silva. There's a new series filming in Belfast next month. The producer saw your work on Game of Thrones and liked you. He wants you to read for a speaking part. 10 episodes.
But when? When do I have to decide?
As soon as possible. The end of the week at the latest.
So, Alfredo, good news at a bad time. This could be the answer to my prayers. A real acting job. But Mom's in hospital in Florida, and I have to see her. So I have to tell the agency, no way. Really bad timing, huh? Anyway, let me know how Mom is, and I can get a flight and be there in a day or two. More news. Oh yes, Carolina. You remember Carolina, my friend from Newcastle University? She was living in the flat downstairs, but then she went to France to visit her friend Emily. Well, she sent me a big parcel. May took it in for me from the delivery man.
Here you are. It came last week. It's heavy.
Yes, it is.
What is it?
It's lots of things. Some books. Ah, of course. They are my books. Carolina borrowed them to take to France. And look, some cans of food. Pâté, a jar of mustard. I love French mustard. Lots of things, May. And a note.
What does it say?
Hi, Milton. Here are some little presents to say thank you for looking after my flat while I was away. And here are your books. I enjoyed them. Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed my time here in France with Emily and the beautiful little Justine. That must be the baby. And now I've decided that I'm not coming back to London. It's complicated. I'll call you soon to explain. And I need to ask you a big favor.
What about all her things?
I don't know. Perhaps that's the big favor she has to ask me. Sorting out her stuff.
Is there a lot?
No, I don't think so. A couple of boxes, probably. I can send them to her. But I wonder where she's going.
Perhaps she's staying in France.
Maybe. Or perhaps she's going to Borneo.
Borneo?
She knows someone in Borneo. Ah, it's a long story, May. It's all about orangutans.
So Carolina isn't coming back. I'll miss her. So Alfredo, let me know everything about Mom. Don't be afraid to tell me the truth. I want to know everything, good or bad. I'll speak to you again soon.
This recording was from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.